Standing on the sand and looking beyond the wild shore break, Paul squinted into the rising sun and made out at least 24 surfers hanging around the peak. They took turns riding fast-moving walls of advancing water. The crest of the waves tethered on the verge of collapse, well above the surfers' heads. About 8 feet, he thought. Bored riders jostled for position, at times 3 or 4 to a breaking wave. He looked beyond them and saw in the distance the reason he had come. Monster waves marching onto the Bombora, a deep underwater reef which jacked up only the biggest of swells. Paul lay his surfboards on the sand and waxed his deck. He stretched his every muscle before latching the long leg rope to his right ankle. He blew Jill a kiss and made his way to the water's edge. The large swell had taken its toll. It was as though some giant dredging machine dug a broad trench along the beach right up to the high water mark. He turned around and paused for a moment, his eye on Jill, a short distance away. She'd settled in her brick space, headed for the rocky point at the southern end of the beach. Her brown hair swung from side to side, her silhouette dissolved in the spray and mist rising from the ocean. Spotting a hull in the chaotic shore break, Paul launched his surfboard into the oncoming ocean. He duck-dived 2 or 3 of the meaner inshore waves, leaning forward and pushing the nose of his surfboard under a breaker, then straightening out underwater and surfacing on the other side. He adopted a steady paddle rhythm on a course that would skirt the peak and take him to the Bombora. He knew how to make use of the strong currents triggered by the combination of tide and swell. At times, though, there was no escaping the challenge of the raising water. He drew closer to the Bombora, approaching it in a wide arc. By now, people on the beach were but tiny specks. A handful of boats bobbed up and down in a rolling swell, a respectable distance from the breakers. Photographers, filmmakers. A blonde surfer took up at the apex of an A-frame wall of water and hurtled down the face of the speeding mountain. By the time he leaned into his bottom turn, the crest of the wave crumbled both right and left from its peak. It was a good 3 or 4 times taller than the surfer. "Magic," Paul exclaimed, to no one in particular. He was acutely aware, however, of the fickleness of the Bombora. An incoming wave could not only vary greatly in size and shape, it could shift its point of attack a fair distance north or south. A minor change in the angle of the swell, the slightest reverberation effect of the moving water against the shore, could have a dramatic and unpredictable impact on an advancing wave. Powerful currents were also part of the equation. Positioning was key. This took constant paddling and the inevitable wipeout as occasionally, in spite of all efforts to avoid it, a freak wave left no room for escape. Paul moved to take a position where the blonde surfer had taken off. Whitish plumes of foam streaked the deep blue water where the waves crashed, like the untidy debris of an explosion. A few body lengths away, small dorsal fins sliced the surface. Dolphins on the prowl. Fewer chances of bronze whalers nagging. Currents in that particular spot were not too strong, and he could maintain his position without much effort. Had he sat up on his board for a breather, he would have found himself drifting away from his reference points on shore. Paul spotted incoming swells in the distance and shouted, "Sets!" He paddled at a furious pace to meet the huge waves. The wall of water rose in front of him. Everything went eerily calm. The horizon disappeared, and the water took on a dark, almost black tinge. 12 meters or so away from him, the ocean arched its back, and he was pulled towards the rising, bulging mass of water. He sat up and made an about turn. He grabbed the rails of his board and slid it under him until he was lying comfortably. He paddled as hard as he could, alternately reaching forward with one arm while the other pulled back underwater. He could barely make out the shoreline. The trick was to gain enough speed to catch a wave. He heard someone scream, "Go, go for it, mate." He felt himself lifted up. A great chasm materialized ahead of him. Two more paddling strokes to give impetus to his descent, and he was up on his feet, knees bent, arms outstretched for balance. An awesome drop, nearly a free fall. An overwhelming sense of speed and acceleration. As he reached the bottom of the pit, he crouched down, then fully extended while turning his body and leaning into the wave. A classic bottom turn, which sent him gliding along with his back to the smooth, hollow wall of water. He glanced up and saw the lip of the wave crumbling high above his head. Bliss. Then, a sudden shock. The surfboard came to a brutal halt. Paul was catapulted into the water, tumbling over and over as the wave blasted on top of him, pushing him down, sucking him up. Again and again. A tremendous yank of the leg rope on his ankle. Lungs about to burst. A quick breath of air before another avalanche of white water. The front half of a surfboard floated by, then vanished, swallowed up by the abyss. Odd bits of driftwood covered in barnacles brushed past.